Greetings in Jesus' name on this 19th day of May, the year of our Lord, 2022. It's currently in the 50s outside. It's kind of a cloudy, rainy day, but we are thrilled about what God is doing. What a powerful service we had on last night. Packed out, crowd, full attendance, took on our 80th missionary. And you heard me right, our 80th missionary, and we're headed all the way to 100. And we want to keep supporting missionaries and keep starting churches and keep going on for Christ. People have told us all down through the annals of time. I speak like I'm speaking hundreds of years. Let me say that. All down through the years, people have said to me, Brother Bell, you're going into an area that is the graveyard of missions and the graveyard of missionaries. And I simply say, as Ezekiel of old was proposed with this question, can these bones live again? I'm glad that my God specializes in breathing life into the old dry bones. Our God is a God who specializes in raising up the downcast, saving souls, birthing churches, and seeing churches alive and again. And we had good crowds last night, had one get saved, had the choir sang, the missionary preached, the New England Baptist singer sang. It was just great. And God is great and greatly to be praised. You may as well just go ahead and put your hand in the air right now. Go ahead, lift it up. I know it's going to be hard, but go ahead, lift it up and give God the glory today for what He is doing in our lives. In your Bibles today, I would invite you to look with me in 1 Chronicles chapter number 10 and verse number 13. So Saul died for his transgression, which he committed against the Lord. Here is the wages of sin. For the wages of sin is death. And oftentimes we think about this spiritual death, but literally it's physical death too. And so Saul died for his transgression, which he committed against the Lord. The Lord's not interested in our transgressions, us getting involved in things that we ought not to get involved in. He died for his transgressions, which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord. He not only committed transgressions against the Lord, but he committed them against the word of the Lord. We're in double trouble whenever we get involved in things like this. My dear friends, today, I'd go ahead and clear out a space and say, by the good grace of God, I'm going to live a humble life. I'm going to live a holy life. I'm going to live a life that honors and glorifies the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be faithful to the Lord. And I would ask the Lord to help us all to do that. And the Bible says he died for his transgressions, which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord, which he kept not. And also, he died for this also, and for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit to inquire of it. Could you imagine going to an alternative source when you have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that is inviting every one of us to come boldly unto the throne room of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need? He is inviting us to come boldly unto his throne room. But yet, why in the world would we seek a psychic? Why in the world would we seek a witch? Why in the world would we seek some crazy form of call 1-800, ask a psychic, ask a palm reader? Why would we do that when we can inquire of the Lord, and the Lord will hear us and he will answer? And the Bible says in 1 Chronicles 10 and verse 14, and inquired not of the Lord. Therefore he slew him and turned the kingdom unto David, the son of Jesse. Verse number 14 should never, ever, no, never, no, never, ever, ever be said of us, and inquired not in the Lord. We must be a people of prayer. The Bible says of my ministry in the book of Acts, and we will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of His Word. Sometimes we can get so busy, we don't even have time to pray. We don't even have time to seek God. We don't even have time to get alone. We must mark out a place as men of God and women of God to be people of prayer. And the Bible says that He died because He inquired inquired not of the Lord. And I can promise you, dear friend, today that if we don't inquire of the Lord, we're going to experience a spiritual death that will come over our life. We'll be like Samson of old. We'll get up one day and we said, "Dear Lord, what happened to my strength? Where did it go?" We must inquire of the Lord. We must be people of prayer. We must be people that get alone with God in fasting and seeking Him. May God help us today and remind us today that we need to inquire of the Lord and keep praying and keep seeking His wonderful face. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to T. Bell, Tango Bravo, Echo Lima Lima, T-Bell at Metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful, Christ-filled, tenacious Thursday, and we'll talk to you again on tomorrow.